Well, friends, I'm walking to Nottingham from Long Eaton and I'm over halfway there on the journey on foot. As straightforward as I like to be, I would like to point out that I spent probably the best part of a third of a mile on my phone, even half of a mile, playing on my phone, relying on my peripheral vision and my gut instincts, whatever it is, to keep me going. I sat down for a cigarette on the canal bank and it felt like I was there for an eternity. But I'm here and I'm going to treat an idea as an idea. Weekly walks to Nottingham, podcasting along the way. What a way to debunk, to inspire. Therefore, God Almighty, the answer. Yeah, the answer's always God. Help me. Help me, Lord. I'm going to give you an update, my audiobook friends. Things are coming along. I've got a new car of late, courtesy of my cuisine. My cousin gave me a free car. I put it down to tithing, which is giving 10% of your income to the church, bank transfer. I've already touched on this, but no. No specifics. I've headed out on this journey quite mightily, and I'm glad I've given myself the time in this limited window to achieve it, because I got work at 5:30. Last time I did this, I went to work in the evening and I was ruddy, much so on it. I just felt that I was performing much, much better, and above all, I was in flow and feeling very well about myself. I don't go to the gym, and I can probably purge myself of such interludes as those who think you must go to the gym or you should, such as my cousin. I basically would not need to go to the gym if I walked a knot once a week. I'm just going to pass under a bridge at the moment. There's a gaggle of individuals which I bless now in the name of Jesus. So help us God. I'm back more than halfway there. I'm just going to probably go up to the city centre, grab some form of a coffee, maybe a burger, and then get the bus back home. Children! So essentially I'm just dressed in normal clothes, and I'm wearing trainers. I'm pavement pounding a good way. Even now, I'm making good progress. I'd like to have thought that I was hitting 3 miles an hour. A human probably averages, on average, probably 2.6, 2.7 miles an hour. That's just an estimate. Maybe faster, maybe slower. But you would have thought that maybe God would have designed us as to walk at 3 miles an hour. But back in the day, things were calculated in cubits rather than miles, and I'm not very good with measurements or technical. And I thought it good to explain to you the weather. The clouds are bright yet grey, and there's not much sparing of the shedding of sunshine, but it's very warm. We're past the summer solstice now in England, the middle England, but it's very cool. I did suggest earlier to the Lord my God, that you walk with me in this cooler day. You are the coolness, Lord. I'd have thought it good just to get in touch with you. I'm wearing a black jumper, thin black jumper, some lovely pink, red, purple trousers, one colour, kind of like sandy light red, blue trainers, 086, and I've got my Nottingham Hockey Club jumper, kind of like a velvety polyesterine jumpsuit type style hoodie on me, wrapped around me neck like I studied at Eton and continue to do so. I'm here because I thought it was a good debunk for both briefing and debriefing, whatever that means, to go on a weekly walk, just an idea, to Nottingham from Long Eaton. The invitation's open, but you're going to be poorly viewed upon if you live in Beeston going on a walk to Notts. then if you have a decent way, I was going to say decent composition, but that'd sound racist. If you're in the area, I'd just invite you for a round of coffee, one apiece, at my house in Longeaton. Then for you, it's official. I'm actually going to demonstrate. Moving on. I'm going to be writing a book. I've actually managed to identify my writing. It's going to be cryptic mysticism. I believe a lot can be achieved through the abstract, much of the swirling around of the heavens. But moreover, I'm actually intentional surrounding travelling to Dublin, which is in Ireland. And there I intend to travel and write. Not travel write, but literally writing whilst travelling solo especially is very good for immunity on every level, especially if writing's your gift, which I could quite confidently like to think I can claim, because why would God hide your talents from you and then do you in the end, judgment day, Jesus' name. So yeah, I love the act of writing as well. So I probably will get a special journal to write with on this trip to Dublin. But despite the fact I'm in a money loop, I'm in debt, I'm still going to go for it because I'm missing this kind of personal touch of it coming from myself. Sporadic other days doing Amazon Flex, where I actually don't miss a shift, a block. So to call it my own, to work in the day on my writing, we're travelling for that, and you can actually, is essential. Business trips. You can actually say the business trips. I'm very grateful to God because the Spirit is putting me to talk myself out of depression, compartmentalising my ideas, structuring, marshalling, summing things up. Therefore, Lord, as it says in, I think, Psalm 119, the sum of your word is truth. All things true. Good. So, yeah, basically, I had been longing for, as you do as a human, things coming together, you being able to organise, and I think it's a lot of it's about sticking to a routine. It's about habits, but I just habitually cry to you from this wilderness, this long road. This is almost an 8 mile. I think it's more than 8 mile actually. Walking to Nottingham from near enough the rough centre of Longeaton. I will go up to the bus stops and I won't count on my physical weariness now to grant me any kind of immunity. I just pray here and kind of, Dear Jesus, thank you for this walk. Thank you for my listener. I pray, Lord, that as my heart speaks, you can bless. My heart speaks blessings, Lord, therefore double bless. We are now enriched with a double portion. Whether we can feel it or not, Lord, I also pray that our feelings catch up with us. God. So yeah. Roughly put, probably more than about three quarters of a mile there now. And for me, it's been like, well, I need to consolidate the fact because I have to feel a bit of determination about myself to get something done. But I can't feel the bit of determination about myself to get something done about never drinking alcohol again. Let's not be consumed by unrealistic targets, but consume realistic targets. Might the compass on your determination determine the way to go. I have established the idea for weekly walks to Nottingham and gather a sort of fanfare, just as I, Peter Pan, no, it's the Pied Piper, I walk to Notts, so you can also, all you lot, join me as well. But this is the first fruits, this Facebook group. and my loving following. I would like to do this more regular because it saves me paying for the gym, and probably costs me every century's quarter about £100 in trainers, though. That's only if I do it once a week. Rambling and rambling. I'm grateful that you're gracious, having stood through the fire this long. I now look forward to the 10-minute takeover of this speech being exactly like that. Jesus' name.